This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad, so enjoy the show. Hey friends, it's Pat, and this is a very special episode of Making New Friends. On April 25th, I went to C2E2. For those of you who don't know, C2E2 is a huge comic book convention here in Chicago, and it was a blast. While I was there, I ran into some old friends, some great artists, and some of my favorite characters. Before we hop into it, though, make sure you follow me on Twitter at PatLikesToTweet because Facebook is for noobs, and come to our live podcast on May 7th. I'll be hosting, and it's the very first live podcast of a run of podcasts that we're going to be doing until the end of time! Or until not enough people show up and we just kind of fizzle out and stop doing it. So May 7th, 10 p.m., Bughouse Theater. This first show, we're going to be hosting a previous previews tournament. It's that epic tournament where contestants can only hear the audio to theatrical trailers from history. The very first two people I talk to when I get to C2E2, Matt and Rye, the movie guy from Cinema Jaw, are contestants. So make sure to come. We'll get our fill of movie trivia, and it will be a great time. May 7th, 10 p.m., Bughouse Theater. Ask for Pat. Follow me on Twitter. You know what to do. All right, let's get to the show.
The movie guys, Cinema Jaw. I'll tell you what, Saturday, this is the Super Bowl of comics at C2E2. Yeah. A bunch of nerds.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can smell your own, right?
They love to come by, talk about the comic book movies. I'm a little over my head. I'm Rye the movie guy, but these guys, when they're talking comic book movies, they're the best.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, man? Matt just walked up the other half, the better half of Cinema Jaw?
Certainly the better looking half.
Matt goes out, he leaves the booth for 5-10 minutes at a time. I'm carrying your load here, Matt, and you're a heavy guy. Overweight.
He said load.
So what are you guys doing? What is all this?
We're giving away a lot of free stuff. We got movie-related prizes, and we're doing a poll to see which director you trust the most between Abrams, Whedon, and Nolan. And yesterday we did another poll. It's like Sophie's Choice. If you could only see one of these movies, which would you see? Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Batman versus Superman, or Avengers Age of Ultron.
And Star Wars won that poll question by 17 votes over Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, if I would have been here yesterday, I would have voted for Star Wars. That trailer looks sick.
The trailer does look sick, but the funny thing is, Star Wars won yesterday, but today Joss Whedon is winning the director's poll.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. And honestly, I'm a hypocrite because I would vote for Joss Whedon as well.
Yeah, he's a surefire bet.
Yeah. I don't like what J.J. did to Star Trek, to be completely honest.
I did.
You did?
I did also, but that's because I'm not a Trekkie, so that's why it worked for me. I got into only Abrams' Star Trek.
Well, Star Trek is supposed to be people standing around talking about space diplomacy. It's not Star Wars.
True, yeah. It's more of the thinking man's Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the boring version of Star Wars, but it's like a political thriller versus an action movie.
Agreed, yeah, but J.J. went and made it a little bit more action-packed, which I dig. I thought he did a great job.
And who doesn't love lens flares?
That's true. All right, so I was telling Rye, I just got here. What's something I should check out?
Well, you got to go see Jim Terry over in Artist Alley. In fact, you should just walk out of Artist Alley in general. It's a lot of fun. And then all the cosplay, the people dressed up in costumes, they really put a lot of effort into some of these things. It's amazing.
Yesterday, the best costume we saw was about an 8-foot Groot. This guy did an awesome job. If you see him around, you got to take a photo with him. He was very popular.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. And I plan on talking to a couple of the cosplayers. Like, there's Mega Man over there. I'm going to go talk to him in a moment. These guys, they really go for it. It's awesome.
Yeah, they do. Actually, another really cool booth somewhere over there is Cozart. I forget. I think it's Cozart. The guy does special effects makeup for all the movies. It's really impressive.
Oh, cool. And also,
me personally, I'm on the hunt for some wall art. I haven't quite decided what I want to get yet, but that is something I'm definitely picking up here today. Do you guys have any wall art that you've seen or that you would love to have yourselves?
Comics or movies?
Either or. I'm kind of leaning comics for myself. There's some vintage Batman posters that I'm pretty into.
And Matt had just mentioned that Jim Terry, he's been a guest on our show, and he's an artist in Artist Alley. He made a print of the Warriors, the movie, that I already purchased, and I'm picking up from him on Sunday. It's awesome. So I like the movie/comic stuff. I'm more of a film guy.
If you walk through Artist Alley, just hold on to your wallet, because you're going to see a lot of art that you're going to want.
Yeah. Last year, I spent a pretty penny down there. But awesome, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. But it turns out Mega Man slid his way out of my reach, and I couldn't talk to him. But I did run into my favorite DC character, Harley Quinn.
Nice to meet you, too.
So how long have you been here?
Just today or this weekend?
Have you been here all weekend?
I was here yesterday, and now I'm here today, and I've been here since it opened.
Wow. What's your favorite part of the con so far?
I like getting to see all the artists and all the things that they draw, mostly because they draw a lot of me.
Yeah. Well, Harley Quinn is one of my favorite DC characters.
Of course she is, because she's pretty.
And she's chaotic with purpose, you know?
Yes, I do.
So I'm on the hunt for some wall art. That's the main thing I'm looking to get out of C2E2 this year. So have you seen anybody, any artists you'd recommend that I go check out?
I don't remember the name, but I believe it's Booth S7, and his card has a little KO on it, and he's got some really, really funny kind of mix-up stuff. Like, there's a print he's got where Joker and Harley are wearing Batman and Robin's costumes, and Batman and Robin are wearing Joker and Harley's costumes, and it's adorable.
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking of costumes, tell me about yours. How did you get this together?
Well, I didn't make it myself. I had it commissioned by a very good friend. She goes under the name of Shades Findings. She made my costume in about 2 weeks, and then I was very active throughout the whole thing, and as soon as a change was needed, she'd come up and say, hey, what do you think of this? And I'd go in and I'd tell her if it was good or if it needed adjustment, and she's really, really good at what she does, so you should check her out on Facebook.
All right, very cool. Well, thank you for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for asking.
And that brought me to Artist's Alley. Wow, this place is fantastic. I gotta be honest, I don't think I ever made it to S10, that place that Harley recommended, but I did find Jason Adams. I love Jason Adams' work, and I ended up buying some of his prints to put up on the wall in my office. I love this print of Adam West as Batman, and I've included it in the show notes. So I'm here with Jason Adams. Jason, tell me about your prints, man.
Basically, I have prints of stencils, hand-cut stencils, and spray paint, and also Ruby Lith film. The Ruby Lith film was used with the silk screening process, and they don't do it anymore. It's all digital. So you cut, and then you peel, and it leaves the red behind, and it exposes clear, and you just stick a nice background behind it.
Yeah, they look really cool. What was, like, the first one you made? How did you discover this process?
I first started on sketch cards for tops for Star Wars, and I was trying to do something different, not like everybody else, kind of stand out a little bit. So the stencils and the spray paint were kind of a street art form that we did when we were kids, so I just thought we'd do that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then it looks like you use some found materials, like there's newspaper as well as wallpaper and stuff. Where do you find those things?
Just here and there, wherever I can find stuff laying around. I've done stuff on wood, I've done stuff on tile, you know, so it's wherever I can, whatever I find, have laying around the house.
Awesome, man. Well, these are really great. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Hey, thank you.
After talking to Jason, I ran into James D'Amato, my friend and host of the One Shot podcast. Wow, it was great. He's a guy who got me to C2E2 for the very first time, and he is my comic book Sherpa. James D'Amato!
Pat O'Rourke, how's it going, man?
It's going really well. It's funny that I bump into you here, of all places.
Right, yeah, exactly. Funny.
The first time I ever went to C2E2 was with you.
Yeah, oh, well, how are you enjoying it this year?
Oh, it's a blast. One, I know what to expect. Two, I'm on a quest for wall art, so I have, like, very specific things I'm looking for, which makes it a lot more exciting.
Oh, that's cool. Chip Zdarsky is here. You check him out yet?
No, I haven't. Where's he at?
He is at H11. Do you read Sex Criminals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get your copy signed, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't, well, anyway, I wasn't smart enough to, like, bring anything with me.
You didn't bring anything? You've got a huge bag full of nonsense.
It's a jacket and recording equipment.
Okay, great. Great job. Way to fuck up another C2E2, Pat.
Last year it was the poster.
Yeah, last year was the poster, which is good. Are you going to get another sketch this year?
Yeah, definitely.
Who are you thinking? Are you getting to anyone specific or anything specific?
Well, I want to get the peach and the hot sauce again. And then Matt over at Cinema Jaw recommended I check out Jim Terry. Do you know Jim Terry?
I have not heard of Jim Terry, but I'm sure he's quite talented.
Yeah. And I just got a couple of things from Jason Allen, I believe his last name was.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's great.
It was really cool. So I got an Adam West Batman and a Boba Fett.
Nice work. Nice work. You're going to be a real nerd soon. We got you playing D&D. That series is up now, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. That series was a blast to play, too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of art for it, too, which is really cool.
Well, man, I'll let you get back to it. But, you know, if you were to buy any piece of wall art, what would you be shopping for?
Oh, if I were somebody at C2E2 and I wanted to get something, I would commission one of the characters from the one-shot or campaign podcast, and I'd send it to James D'Amato. That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah. Well, if any of James D'Amato's fans are listening to this, they seem to do whatever he asks.
That's right. They have to.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We'll see ya. Now, sure, I may have just started playing D&D in the past year or so, but I've always been a bit nerdy. One thing that I loved as a kid was Dragon Ball Z. So when I saw Goku wandering the trade floor, I had to go talk to him.
Well, I heard that there were like just a bunch of powerful fighters. You know, I think I want to fight some.
Oh, yeah? Who's the most powerful fighter you fought, in your opinion?
Well, I think that would be Beerus because, you know, he is the god of destruction and all.
That's true. That is very true. But for me, like, we could go all the way back to, like, Frieza, right? Yeah. So Frieza was before you went Super Saiyan. Did that make it was that more challenging?
That was way more challenging because I didn't have a power-up, and, you know, all I had was a Kaioken, and it was pretty hard.
And a Spirit Bomb, right? The Spirit Bomb?
I did use the Spirit Bomb, but, you know, it failed, yeah. Like it usually does.
Yeah, that's true. For a move that takes so long to do, it hits very rarely.
Yeah, it does, but, you know, it's still worth it.
Absolutely. Did you bring the family?
I did not bring my family, but I heard that Gohan came here by himself. I don't know where he is, though.
Yeah, you got to be proud of that kid.
Yeah, he's really strong.
And GT, when you went back to being a kid, that must have been weird as hell, right?
Yeah, I had to go through puberty again.
Did you do anything differently the second time?
No, just the same thing again. Train, you know, get stronger.
Well, thanks, man. Where did you get your costume from?
Get my costume? Oh, Master Roshi gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, he did. All right, man. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you, too.
All right, thanks.
I was still in Artist's Alley, and I came across Vincent. Vincent is a very young man who just wrote his first comic book. I love this book. It's called Beeps and Bots, and you can just tell it was created by a really interesting kid who had a really interesting life perspective. I love to support this kind of thing because I was drawn all the time when I was his age, and it led to the career I have today. People don't support art enough, and you really should. Here's Vincent.
Beeps and Bots. Yeah. And I drew all the bots in it, and it's $5. And I'm here at C2E2.
Tell me about the bots. What's your favorite bot from the book?
My favorite bot is the Firefoo bot and Gumbot. Gumbot is a robot that's very helpful. If you are honest to him, he'll give you a free Gumbot. If you're not honest to him, you got to pay 25 cents to get a Gumbot. And so my first favorite is where is he here he is. Firefoo was my fish. He passed away, so I drew him in my book, and now he's in a robot, and now he lives forever.
Wow, that's awesome, man. So what does the robot do?
The robot takes care of Firefoo while he's in the fish tank, and it walks him around and seeing the most amazing sights everywhere. Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll definitely pick up a copy of the book. It was very nice to meet you, Vincent.
Nice to meet you, too. Very nice to meet you, too.
Something I've learned about myself while editing this podcast together is that I love villains. Of course, I did talk to Goku, one of my childhood heroes, but I also love Vegeta. I guess this is all just a preamble to say I ran into Team Rocket from the Pokemon universe, and I had to stop and talk to him for just a moment.
We're doing very well, Pat.
Very well indeed, but we're having trouble finding that Pikachu.
I saw one, probably down row H.
No, wait, there it is, right there. Yeah. Right there as we're talking.
Let's go.
Let's grab it. All right, it got away that time, got out of hand.
You guys should be pretty used to that by now, though, right?
Oh, yeah, we're used to failure. Everybody, so you, with not progressing in your career at all, you should be used to that now, too?
I kind of am. I know it's sad and depressing, but I'm pretty used to being stagnant in my life. I've been recording this podcast for, like, years, and we still are doing the exact same thing.
Okay, I'm going to share a secret with you, Pat. It's called a vision board, okay? You envision what you want. Mine's just a picture of Pikachu. And it works for me. I know I'm going to get it one day. That's the secret.
Mine also has money.
Money and Pikachu.
Yes.
Wait, so is this like a Pinterest board? Are you posting it online?
You put it above your bed as you're going to sleep, so it's the last thing that you see when you're going to sleep. So that way you dream about it. If you dream about it, you become the dream.
That's exactly what I have above my bed. I don't know what you're doing with your life.
So tell me about the money part of it. Is it like a sack of money with a dollar sign on it, or is it literally bills?
I personally have a mountain of money up on my wall.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Exactly.
Something you can swim in.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, guys, it was nice to meet you. There's Pikachu again. He's coming right by.
All right, we're out of here.
Yeah, we got to roll.
We're blasting off again.
Now, at this point, I have been wandering around for several hours. And after doing that and chasing Pikachu, my knee hurt. I got a bum knee. I had surgery when I was a kid. Long story. Now is not the appropriate time to tell it. So I decided that it was time to take a seat and watch a show. I knew my friend Lou Leonardo would be performing with Storytown Theater. Now, they were going to do this cool show for kids, and I thought, why not take a moment, sit down, watch it, and then talk to the group. Here they are.
Storytown is an improvised children's musical. We typically do the shows on Saturdays, every Saturday at 773 at 10:30.
We've been around for over 5 years, and the way a typical show works is the audience is filled with children, and we have a narrator come out and kind of say, "Hey guys, welcome to Storytown. We'd like you guys to help us put on an improvised show for us today. So we're going to come to you throughout the show for suggestions." And then we have a music player that improvises all the songs. So we make up songs on the spot. And we also, our normal show has a larger cast. We also have artists on set. And when we ask the kids for a location, they help draw all the background and make props for us. And then we put on a show based off of a title that we make up based off of their location.
Very cool. And after watching your show, it's clear that kids are amazing improvisers.
That's why I love doing this show. It's because I wish I had the inhibitions that the children have to just do it. Like, I always feel like doing improv, sometimes I'm weighted down with all my adult stigma, but watching these kids inspires me to be like, yes, just go and have fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can we talk about The Flash? Can we get into this kid? All right, so top level view of the show. There was a school. It was under attack. We needed some superheroes, right, to come protect the school from various dancing villains, right? Is that a good plot summary? And then you guys brought up the heroes. And there's this kid dressed in a Flash costume, and in my opinion, he stole the show. What do you guys think?
Yep, absolutely, without a doubt.
He was great. He was so committed to his character. He really knew the Flash, and he tried. At one point, he vibrated all of his molecules to break into the school that was locked up, which was awesome. And he was really loud, and he had a lot of great ideas.
He was, he was really the Robert De Niro of improv. He was phenomenal today.
Yeah, Robert De Niro, method actor? Is he a method actor?
Yeah, oh, definitely. He was totally method.
So did you choose superhero themed because we're here at C2E2, or do you guys fall into those kind of comic book world often?
Oh boy, sometimes it really honestly depends on the children. Sometimes we've done Candyland, we've done Alaska.
We've done the Sydney Opera House in Australia.
We've done Inside the Human Body.
Wow, wow, like a magic school bus.
Yes, yeah, and it's amazing the suggestions we get from the kids. It's all over the board, where sometimes when you do quote-unquote adult improv shows, you're like, can we have a suggestion of a location? And they're like, doctor's office or Dairy Queen. These kids come up with really brilliant ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I probably did make it a little bit more of a superhero theme just because we were at C2E2, and I know a lot of people here are excited about superheroes. So that's one of the choices why we did that, but yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, what you guys are doing here is awesome. It's great for the kids. It's great for the kids to learn about improv. You know, my show consists of a lot of improv on it. For the regular Making New Friends listener, they know that. And by the way, you heard Lou's voice. Lou, also known as Jerry Dobson in one of our videos. So all the Peaches and Hot Sauce fans know Lou as Jerry. We still tweet under that account, by the way.
And I'm still looking for a job, so.
We got Gawker to retweet you a couple of times. Well, not you. Me with a picture of you calling him Jerry Dobson.
Still looking. I'll come down.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for your time. Where else do you guys regularly perform?
We definitely do 773 Saturdays at 10:30, stage 773 on Saturday mornings. We do birthday parties. We're also going to be doing zoo shows through the summer. So you can check out our website, www.storytownimprov.com, and that will tell you where we are performing.
And when I'm not doing this show, I also perform at Zany's in the Laugh Factory. I'm Seth Davis. You can go to my website, SethDavisComedy.com. And what about you, Matt? Matt's an amazing piano player. He hasn't said anything.
Yes. You can find me playing piano for these guys and all around the city. Find me on Facebook.
Everybody needs more Facebook friends. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, my motto is Facebook's for noobs. So hang out on Twitter. Go somewhere cool.
It's all about the Instagram.
Yeah, Insta, baby. I love Instas. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, what they're doing is so great. That was pretty cool. Did I mention that I love villains? I saw the Joker. I had to talk to him. Here he is.
Hello, Pat. You're looking well today. All your blood still on the inside.
Yeah, for now. You know, I just finished talking to Harley Quinn.
Oh, really? Is Harley about? Be sure to tell her I said hi.
She's looking for you, man.
Oh, she's looking for me. Well, that's a big change of pace. I was looking for her all last night. I had a new plan to take down the Batman, and she was nowhere to be found.
Well, she did tell me she had a late night.
A late night with who?
You
be honest with me. Was it the Riddler?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've got something for him.
Oh man, I feel like I kind of ratted out Harley here. She is my favorite DC character.
Wow, thanks.
No offense. Joker, I love you because you're chaotic, but she's chaotic with purpose.
That doesn't make any sense. You can't be chaotic with purpose.
Oh, Harley Quinn can, and she doesn't make much sense.
Ooh. You're on thin ice, O'Rourke.
Is my blood soon going to be on the outside?
Let's find out.
All right, I gotta go. And with that, I stopped interviewing people. One, because I got scared for my life. And two, it got really crowded. Rye the Movie Guy was not lying when he said that this is the Super Bowl of comic books. There were so many people around, I couldn't even hold up the mic, much less get decent audio. To tie up a loose end that's still dangling out there, and I hate loose ends, I did ask Jim Terry to draw something, and he created a really wicked clown illustration for Peaches and Hot Sauce. You can find that on the Facebook page, in the show notes, and I think on Instagram. Well, that's it. That was my C2E2 adventure. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed going. I'm going to go next year, and maybe the year after that, and maybe the year after that. I don't know. My knee might hurt too bad because I'm getting really freaking old. Thanks again for listening to the show. Follow me on Twitter @PatLikesToTweet because Facebook is for noobs.
and I'll see you out there.
Peaches. Hot sauce. Peaches. Sauce. Peaches. Hot 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 sauce.